Drought and famine for 2 years. The second year passed, and still the pitiless heavens gave no sign of rain. Fathers and mothers were forced to see their children die. Yet apostate Israel seemed unable to discern in their suffering a call to repentance, a divine interposition to save them from taking the fatal step beyond the boundary of heaven's forgiveness. The apostasy of Israel was an evil more dreadful than all the horrors of famine. God was trying to help his people recover their lost faith, and he must needs bring on them great affliction. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways, and live? I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God, wherefore turn yourselves, and live ye. God had sent messengers to Israel, with appeals to return to their allegiance. But their anger had been aroused against the messengers, and now they regarded with intense hatred the prophet Elijah. If only he should fall into their hands, gladly they would deliver him to Jezebel, as if by silencing his voice they could stay the fulfillment of his words. For stricken Israel there was but one remedy: turning away from the sins that had brought upon them the chastening hand of the Almighty. To them had been given the assurance, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. To bring to pass this blessed result, God continued to withhold the dew and the rain until a decided reformation should take place.